This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. This Wednesday marks the first day of the trial of 20 men accused in the Islamic State group's 2015 attacks on Paris that left 130 people dead. It is being held in a secure complex embedded within the city's historic courthouse. Nine gunmen and suicide bombers struck within minutes of each other at the National Soccer Stadium, the Bataclan Concert Hall, and restaurants and cafes. The only survivor of the extremist cell from that night is the key defendant among those being tried for the deadliest attack in France since World War II. Only 14 men will be standing trial, six men being tried in absentia. And the trial is scheduled to last for about 9 months, with the verdict expected in May. The Taliban announced a caretaker cabinet for that pays homage to the group's old guard. AP correspondent Ben Thomas with details.
Afghanistan's interim prime minister is Mullah Hassan Akhund. He headed the Taliban government in Kabul during the last years of its rule. Mullah Abdul Ghani Baradar will be one of two deputies. He led talks with the United States and signed the deal that led to America's final withdrawal from Afghanistan. Sirajuddin Haqqani has been named interior minister. He's on the FBI's most wanted list with a $5 million bounty on his head. The interim government is all male and drawn mostly from Afghanistan's dominant Pashtun ethnic group. The move seems unlikely to win the international support Afghanistan needs to avoid an economic meltdown. I'm Ben Thomas.
And again, the Taliban announcing a caretaker cabinet paying homage to the group's old guard. There's more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Americans trying to evacuate hundreds of Afghans and American citizens pleaded for action from the Biden administration Tuesday to get the would-be evacuees aboard charter flights that are standing by to fly them from Afghanistan. The list includes one Afghan who worked as a military U.S. military translator, and he says he is anticipating his beheading by the Taliban. The Biden administration says a holdup is the fault of the Taliban, but the private organizers of the flights are skeptical. One Afghan woman among the group says elderly American citizens, parents of Afghan Americans, and the U.S. are among those being blocked from boarding evacuation planes. Iran has continued to increase its stockpile of highly enriched uranium that could be used to make nuclear weapons in contravention of a 2015 accord with world powers that was meant to contain Tehran's nuclear power program, the UN Atomic Watchdog said Tuesday. The International Atomic Energy Agency also told member states in its confidential quarterly report that its verification and monitoring activities have been seriously undermined. The Vienna base told that the IAEA was monitoring and surveillance equipment could not be left for more than 3 months without being serviced. A massive fire raged through an overcrowded prison near Indonesia's capital early Wednesday, killing at least 41 inmates, two of them foreigners serving drug sentences, and injuring 80 others. Televised footage showed firefighters battling to extinguish orange flames while black smoke billowed from the compound. Indonesian Red Cross officials evacuated the victims to ambulances, and dozens of bodies in orange bags were laid in a room in a prison on the outskirts of Jakarta. Most of the 41 killed were drug convicts, including two men from South Africa and Portugal, but a terrorism convict and a murderer were also killed. COVID booster shots may be coming for some Americans, but already the Biden administration is being forced to scale back the expectations, illustrating just how important science still has to be worked out. The initial plan was to offer the Pfizer and Moderna booster starting September 20th, contingent on authorization from U.S. regulators, but now administration officials acknowledge Moderna boosters probably will not be ready by then. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.